Bill Emery. I live at 1640s Market in the city of Charlottesville. I apologize in advance for being disorganized today, but I truly am very disorganized. But you guys have been talking a lot about water in recent months and years, and there is a lot to be congratulated for in terms of the public process and the public education that's gone on, you know, for the last, let's say, easily 5 years, and maybe longer than that. And what I would like to challenge you guys with today, both on Public Works and ACSA and the RWSA, is to fulfill, as you have in the past, your sort of licensee requirement. I think there's EPA requirement, but education for the public. The public knows everything about water now, but it's kind of like a colonoscopy. Nobody talks about that other stuff. I don't think that any member of the public, you could go ahead and get that, you know, $140 million 50-year figure from lots of people. But if you ask a member of the public, what's it going to cost to address inflow and infiltration in our community over the next 50 years, I don't think you could get an educated guess from anybody in the room except maybe Bob and Tom. And even then, I think it would just be, they would like to have more information too. I mean, on what the long-range costs of these things is going to be. I'll sit here and have a pregnant pause for a moment. I'm trying to read my notes. So, you know, one of the things that's on the planning horizon is this Ravana Interceptor pump station. And it's certainly, for the environment, it's a good idea. We can't continue to have manhole covers along the Ravana Trail blowing off and having this mixed liquid and suspended solids running into the river. That's not going to cut it. But I would like you to also think about really what we're doing here is like having a leaky boat, and we're putting in a really big baler motor, and that's going to work. I mean, water and sewer are sort of the exact opposite. You know, Mr. Martin dreads dry weather. On the sewer side, we love dry weather. The way we're going to deal with wet weather on the sewer side is we're going to put in a huge baler, and two of the options are to put in a huge baler in a park, in a residential neighborhood, in a floodplain. And you just have to ask yourself whether those are good options. And so I hope that as we go forward that you guys will continue to, it's great, as Tom mentioned, you know, we're working towards that 25% I-9 reduction goal. But let's raise that higher. You know, just because you can't see the sewer pipes, is 25% acceptable? You know, we need to challenge the public, and educate them so they'll know what the problem is. No one knows about the problem, and not continue to disproportionately impact small, socioeconomically somewhat depressed neighborhoods on the east side of the city of Charlottesville. Thank you.
Thank you.